弟兄姊妹，把圣经翻到马太福音十七章。
Please open your Bible to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17.
十七章一到十三节。
Verse 1 and 13.
因为今天有青少年在我们中间，我们这样。弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节，然而青少年他们可以念英文。
Today, since the youth is with us, and we can read it like this. The brothers can read the odd verse, and the sister can read the even verse, but the youth can just read in English together.
马太福音十七章第一节，弟兄请。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山。后来有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。说话之间，突然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他，却有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”耶稣近前喊过他们说：“起来，不要害怕。”下山的时候，耶稣吩咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将主看见了告诉人。”耶稣回答说：“以利亚忽然现来，定要复兴万事。”门徒自采耶稣所说的是这个世袭的约翰。好，我们低头做个祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
You have found the thank you for the precious word.
求你的灵运行在我们心中，将你的话语向我们开启。
May your spirit work within our hearts, open our hearts and eyes.
因着你的话语，我们得帮助。
Because your word will get help.
因着你的话语，我们信心得以坚固。
And in your word, our faith is strengthened.
因着你的话语，我们喜悦盼望那将来的。
In your word, we are joyful and we are hopeful for the future.
也因着你的话语，我们能够胜过这个世界。
And in your word, we will be victorious over this world.
胜过我们肉体的软弱。
And victorious over our weakness in our body.
可以做一个讨你喜悦的人。
And we can be a person that's well pleased by you.
求耶稣的基督的灵与我们同在。
Oh Lord, may your spirit be with us.
求上帝的话语与我们同在。
May your word be with us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们上一次提到第二十七节，第二十七节说，人只要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时他要照个人的行为报应个人。
In my last preaching, that's chapter 16, chapter 16, 27 in days, for the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then they will repay each person.According to what he has done.
主耶稣在这一节经文中清楚地告诉我们，也告诉所有世上的人，他会再来，要审判这个世界，要审判每一个人。
Lord Jesus clearly tells us in this verse to everybody in this world, he will come again, and he will come to judge.
而且告诉我们是要照着个人的行为来审判个人。
And he tells us, he will repay each person according to what he has done.
圣经中还有许多其他地方都提到主耶稣要再来审判这个世界的事。
In the Bible, there's many places telling this message to us that Jesus Christ will come to judge this world.
当主耶稣来到这个世界要审判这个世界的时候，他会将属他的人与不属他的人很清楚地分别开来。
And when he come again, he will clearly separate the person who belong to Jesus and from those who did not.
马太福音24章、25章，这些经主要都是讲主耶稣末日审判的经文。
In Matthew chapter 24, chapter 25, there Jesus talked a lot about the last day, the judgment of the last day.
具体这些经文怎么看？我们因为我们讲到是讲马太福音，以后会讲到，但是今天我会挑几节经文和大家一起分享。
And we will get to it since we're preaching from the Matthew, so we'll get to it in the future. But today we'll select several verses to talk about that here.
有圣经的弟兄姊妹可以把圣经翻到马太福音24章。
Please open your Bible to Matthew chapter 24.
我们看24章的40节到42节。
Verse 40 to 42 of chapter 24.
圣经说，那时两个人在田里取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨取去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
And Bible said in verse 40, when two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming.
我们看到主再来的时候，活着的人就是属他的，就会被主耶稣提到天上。
And we can see from here, on that day when Jesus comes, for all the people who are living, the one who are belong to Jesus will be taken up to heaven.
这就是取去的那一个。
That will be the one will be taken.
而撇下的那一个，上帝的审判就会临到。
And the one who left.Will be judged by God.
我们继续往下看，25章31节到34节。
Let's continue. Turn to open your Bible to chapter 25, chapter 25, verse 31 to 34.
圣经说，当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧人分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要对右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throneBefore him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goat. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
因此我们还活在这个世界的时候，我们就要思想我们应该如何活。
So for us during our lives on this earth, we should think carefully and truthfully how we are going to live.
我们怎么能够想明白我们应该如何活呢？
那么 how can we be clear on how we are going to live?
其实昨天彭翔有给我们有很好的分享。
And yesterday, Tong Qiang had a very good sharing on this.
只有当你知道你从哪里来，也只有当你知道你要到哪里去，你才知道你才能够真正的知道你在这个世界上应该怎么活。
Only when you know, you really know where you come from and where you're going. And until then, you can know how you're going to live the life on this earth.
如果你不去思想我从哪里来，也不去思想我要到哪里去，你只是看你眼前的，你我们还真不知道怎么活。
And if you only, if you don't know where you come from, and you don't know where you're going, and you only see what in front of you today and now, then you really don't know how to live your life.
如果我们不知道我们在世上应该怎么活，就有很大的问题。
If we don't know how we're going to live, then that's a big, big problem.
因为我们如何，我们今天如何活的方式，决定了耶稣再来的日子，我们是属于绵羊还是山羊。
How we live this life will decide how Jesus will ask on the day we become. Are we the sheep or the goat?
决定主耶稣到时候说，你站在他的右边还是站在他的左边。
This will decide Jesus will kill us whether we'll be on the right side or we'll be on the left side.
也是取决到时候主耶稣再来的时候，你是被提走的那一个，还是被撇下的那一个。
And it will also decide whether you'll be taken to heaven or you'll be left behind.
所以我们在世上如何活就是件很重要的事情。
So how we live this life, of course, is the big, big, issue.
因为我们在世上如何活，我们被主耶稣区别开来以后，这两种人最后会到两个不同的地方去。
Because how we live will decide how Jesus is going to choose us, and how Jesus choose us will lead us into two entirely different places.
这是圣经告诉我们的，我们将来会到哪里去。
Because Bible told us where we're going.
上次我讲到的时候，引用了希伯来书一章十一到十二节两节经文。
And in last meeting, I used the verse from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
经文是说，天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地都要改变。
The verse is this: They will perish.But you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a wool. You will roll them up like a garment. They will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end.
上帝会把现在这个天地像一件旧衣服卷起来。
God will roll up the current world like old garment.
所以我们今天眼睛能看到的所有的东西到审判的时候都会过去。
And so it's true, whatever we see today, whatever this world is, it will pass when the Lord comes.
在彼得后书三章十节也有相似的描述。
In the second Peter, chapter 3 verse 10 has a similar description.
那日天必有大响声飞去，有刑责的都要被烈火烧消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
And then the heaven will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up in the fire, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed.
许多时候我看到这些经文，我都很害怕。
Every time when I read this verse, I'm fearful.
大家思想，上帝用大洪水灭了这个世界，剩下挪亚一家八口以后，与挪亚立约，说上帝说，我再也不用水来灭这个世界了。
You may think, you know, after the first and the great flood, only the eight people from Noah's family survived.And God have established a new covenant with Noah's family. I will not destroy this earth with flood again.
但是上帝用火灭了索东啊、俄摩拉的时候，上帝就没有说，我以后再不用火来灭这个世界了。
But when God bring down the fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, And the Lord did not promise he's not going to fire again.
彼得得到上帝的启示，看到上帝将来是要用烈火来灭这个世界。
And Peter has the revelation from God. He can see that in the future, God will use fire to destroy this earth.
那时候灭世界就不像洪水的时候灭世界那样了。
And when that time comes, it's not like the flood of Noah.
洪水的时候灭世界只是记载在圣经里，只是给世人一个提醒。
The flood, the Noah's flood, was recorded in the Bible is like a warning to us.
上帝恨恶那些邪恶的人。
God hates those people who commit sins.
上帝会将那些邪恶的人灭掉。
God will destroy the sinful man.
我们也同时看到，当上帝灭这个世界的时候，也带给这个世界带来的是咒诅。
When God destroys this earth, He will bring curse on this earth.
创世纪里记载，当大洪水临到的时候，只有挪亚一家八口得以存活。
And then in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 6 to 9 describes the great flood. And after the flood, only 8 people from Noah's family survived.
我们看到，当人犯罪的时候，上帝的刑罚临到了人，同时也临到了这个世界。
When God punished the people,The punishment is also extended to this world, to this earth.
当亚当堕落的时候，上帝刑罚临到亚当，然后地就长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
And in the early part, when God punishment to Adam, and the earth also grows thorns.
人的汗流满面才得糊口。
And we have worked very hard with sweat, and we can survive, feed our mouths.
挪亚时代，上帝的洪水临到这个世界之后。
In Noah's time, after the flood,
地也被咒诅。
The earth was cursed again.
大洪水之前，人可以活到七八百岁。
Before the flood, people can live.700 or 800 years.
虽然洪水之后，上帝说人可以吃肉。
And after flood, God said you can eat meat.
但人的最大岁数也不能超过120岁。
And but you cannot live more than 120 years old.
马太福音24:37-39说。
In the Matthew chapter 24.So, verse 37, the chapter 24 of Matthew, verse 37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的日子，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。
For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of Son of Man.
因此我们就要清楚地知道，当耶稣再来的时候是很迅速的突然来临。
We should know when Jesus comes,Very sudden.
我们不要思想我们现在该吃该喝，到时候耶稣来了我再悔改。
And don't think, oh, now we can enjoy, we can eat and drink, and we can repent on Jesus' come.
如果我们在现在我们还有生命还有气息的时候，不思想永恒的事。
If we still have a breath with us, and We're living now, but we don't think about eternal life.
当耶稣审判再来的时候，我们都没有机会。
When Jesus comes, we don't have a chance again.
耶稣很快就把你分到右边或者左边。
Jesus will start with you very quickly. You are on the left side or you are on the right side.
我们就马上面临着我们要去什么地方。
And we are facing where we're going to go.
当审判来临的时候，所有的人只有两个去处。
When judgment comes, there's only two outcomes for everyone.
这是圣经所启示的。
This is from the Bible.
我们不要想象啊，我这两个地方我都不去，我挑一个我自己想去的地方。
And don't think with your imagination. Oh, I don't have to go to any of these two places. I will go to a place of my own choice.
非常遗憾地告诉大家，上帝没有安排这个地方。
With great hope to say, God did not prepare.
人不是去到天堂，就是去到地狱。
For a person, you can either go to heaven or go to hell.
有关地狱的事，上次讲到的时候我已经说过。
About hell, I talk about it in my last sermon.
马太福音九章四十八节清楚地记载说，在那里从是不死的，火是不灭的。
It clearly tells us in book of Mark chapter 9, verse 48. It's like this: where the worm does not die, and where the fire is not quenched.
至于天堂是什么样的？
Then what about heaven?
圣经没有很清楚的启示。
The Bible did not clearly tell us.
就像主耶稣说过的话。
Because Jesus has said this to us.
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
If I have told you the earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
所以圣经没有很清楚地将天堂的事启示给我们。
So, in the Bible, God did not clearly tell us what heaven is like.
当然，圣经还是有启示的。
Of course, there is some revelations about heaven for us.
圣经用新耶路撒冷来预表天堂。
And the Bible used the New Jerusalem as a type for an example for the heaven.
启示录二十一章、二十二章都讲新耶路撒冷的事。
And in a book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 21, 22, is telling us what is heaven look like.
二十一章三到四节告诉我们，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
In chapter 21 of Revelation, verse 3 and 4 is this. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people.And God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from the eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away.
二十一章十一节说，城中有神的荣耀，城的辉煌如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
And in chapter 1, verse 11, it's like this. The city has the glory of God. Its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal.
圣经用新耶路撒冷来预表天堂，就像我前面所说过的，因为耶稣说了，他说天上的地上的事我们都不信，天上的事我们怎么能信呢？这是一个原因。另外一个原因，天堂的事是人类的言语所不能描述的。
And the Jesus, the Bible tell us, use the New Jerusalem to describe heaven. Yeah, first of all, of course, is we don't believe Jesus telling us on earthly things. we cannot believe what he told us of the heavens. That's number one. The second one is also the heaven cannot describe by human language.
所以他用新耶路撒冷来预表天堂。我们可以去看启示录二十一章和二十二章，你看那两章经文，你就在那边可以想象天堂是什么样的，你怎么想象都要比你想象的好。
And so that's why Bible use New Jerusalem as the example of the heaven. If you read book of Revelation chapter 21, 22, he is describing the heaven. You can use your imagination, but whatever you imagine, the heaven will be much better than your imagination.
刚才我说了，主耶稣在马太福音十六章二十七节提到关于末日的审判，主耶稣说，人只要在他父的荣耀里同着忠实者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。这以后主耶稣紧接着说了第二十八节，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人没有尝到死味之前必看见人子降临在他的国里。
And I have talked about it in my sermon, or we talked about it earlier today, is chapter 16 verse 27 about the last judgment. It said like this, for the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and he will repay each person according to what he has done. Immediately after this, Jesus said verse 28, and verse 28 is like this, truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
人都能够认同我们只能够眼睛看见的东西，当你看见一个什么东西，你就完全认同。
And everybody can identify or agree to what they have seen with their own eyes.
但是人很难认同那些没有看见的看不见的东西，天堂地狱，我们看不见，我们就很难认同，也很难明白。
And we cannot understandor agree to what we cannot see, such as heaven and hell.
主耶稣非常体恤这些门徒的软弱，他要让门徒看见自己降临在上帝的国里，因此可以让他们看见以后能够坚固他们的信心。
And the Lord really have mercy on us, and he is going to let his disciples see he isin the God kingdom. So from this, he can strengthen their faith.
我们进入今天所念的经文，马太福音十七章一到三节。
Now let's come back to today's verse. Today's verse is chapter 17, verse 1 to 13. Now let's first look at verse 1 to 3.
耶稣让彼得、雅各和约翰看到将来天国的情况。
And Lord Jesus let Peter, James, and John see what is going to happen, what's like in heaven.
好，我们一起来念这三节经文，从第一节到第三节。
Now let's read these three words again together. Let's read it together.
马太福音十七章第一节，请。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。我们看到耶稣在彼得、雅各、约翰面前变了相，他的脸面明亮如热头，衣裳洁白如光。
And now from this description we see Jesus transfigured in front of Peter, James and John. After transfiguration, he His face shone like the sun, and his clothes become white as light.
我们看到彼得和那两位门徒看到耶稣变相以后，他们的反应，第一反应就是忘记了所有的一切，只想永远待在这荣光里。
And we see the reactions of Peter and his two friends, and when they see the glory of God, they forgot everything. They just want to stay in this glory forever.
所以彼得说要搭三座棚，让耶稣、摩西、以利亚住在这里，为的是要留住他们。
And that's why Peter said he's going to build three tents. And so one for Jesus, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. The reason is they want them to stay here forever.
彼得都没有思想自己搭三座棚，让他们住了自己住哪儿，他都不想这些。
And Peter didn't even think he only going to build three tents and where he is going to live. He didn't even think of that.
所有人一旦看到天国的荣耀，就会抛弃所有的烦恼。
And when a person sees the glory of heaven, he will not have any earthly worries.
再也不会有忧虑。
And he has to worry no more.
所有的难处在我们眼前都不复存在。
All the problems in front of us no longer exist.
这就是彼得和雅各、约翰看到天国荣光的反应，哇，好的无比，别的啥也不想。
And this is the reaction of Peter and his friend when they see the glory of God, when they see heavenly light, they forgot everything.
我们知道彼得他们看见了耶稣降临在他国度里的荣光，这是一个多么好的见证。
And Peter.Have a very good testimony for us when we see the glory of God.
并且他因着看到天国的荣光，他自己心态的改变，他的感受，以及他在荣光中那种甘心乐意的完全的付出的表现。
When they tell us how they're feeling when they go free, and they want.Offer themselves, their work and to God.
其实彼得可以做两个见证，一个看到耶稣基督变相的荣光，一个是我自己看到荣光以后，我心里如何的喜乐，如何的不忧愁。
And actually, Peter can have two testimonies. One is, of course, they see the glory. He sees the glory of Jesus. Another one, of course, his heart transformation.And he no longer worried.
这些见证比我们今天能够听到的所有的见证都好的不知道多少倍。
And this testimony is much better. It's much, much better than any testimony we can hear on this earth.
然而第九节，耶稣与他们一起下山的时候，却吩咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。”
However.In verse 9, when Jesus came down the mountain together with them, telling them this, tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead.
我们想，耶稣，你为什么不让他们做见证啊？多好的见证啊！
We are thinking, why Jesus, why not letting the disciples become, have a testimony? These are,Such wonderful testimony.
当然，耶稣肯定比我们有智慧。我们千万不要以为，哎呀，耶稣你太没智慧了，这个这么好的见证不让他讲。
And of course, Jesus is much wiser than us. Don't think we have more wisdom than Jesus. We can tell Jesus, "Hey, why not let the disciples be to give other people this such wonderful testimony?"
耶稣做的事肯定要比我们想象的更有道理。
Whatever Jesus do, it's much more reasonable than what we think.
因为耶稣知道，领受见证都是要有信心的，没有信心的人连见证都不能很好的领受。
Because Jesus knows, for a person to accept testimony, they have to have a faith. If they have no faith, they will not accept any testimony.
你没有在耶稣基督里面有真的信心，别人讲一个见证告诉你，你觉得不可能。
If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't have a faith. So if somebody telling you their testimony, you probably doubtful. You will say, "Oh, it's not possible."
只有当你的见证，你心里的灵，你听你见证，心里有同样的灵，你的见证才会有作用。
And only when you and the person who telling you the testimony, you have the same spirit in your heart, then the testimony is effective.
同时，我们要思想，为什么主耶稣要在他复活以后才可以让彼得将所看见的告诉人。
We have to think why Jesus is telling Peter only after he was raised again, then Peter can tell people this testimony.
所以我们要思想，耶稣在十字架上的受死以及他的复活，对人到底有什么样深刻的意义？
We have to think about the meaning, the influence, impact of what Jesus did on the cross. He died on the cross. His resurrection. What this has meaning to our life? We have to think about this.
以至于到那时候，彼得才能够做这样的见证。
We have to think about this because Peter can only testify these things.After Jesus was resurrected.
我们知道耶稣的受死和复活是我们基督福音的核心的核心。
We have to know, we know that Jesus, his death and his resurrection is the heart of the gospel.
耶稣的受死对人成就了对人类的救赎，他为人类的罪付上了赎价。
Jesus' death.Save the humanity. He paid the price for all human sin.
他的复活证实了他是上帝的儿子，他有大能和权柄，胜过死亡的权势。
His resurrection proved he is the Son of God, and he has the power and the authority to overcome death.
我们翻到以弗所书一章二十节到二十二节。
Now let's open our Bible to the Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, and it's chapter 1, verse 20.
我们一起来念这三节经文。
It's three words, verse 20 to verse 22. Let's read them together.
以弗所书一章二十节，请。就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世，连来世也都超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。我们借着这三节经文清楚地知道，耶稣他从死里复活以后，他得到了掌管世界一切的权柄。
From this Bible verse we know, after Jesus' resurrection, he has authority to for all to govern all this world.
特别是五旬节圣灵降下以后。耶稣的权柄具体的实施在每一个人身上。
And after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit come, the authority of Jesus is very clearly has shown on people.
因此，耶稣吩咐人子还没有从死里复活，你不要将所看见的告诉人。这句话可以理解为。在耶稣没有成就救赎之前，在他没有胜过死亡权势之前， 没有在地上完全彰显出他的权柄的时候，不要将登山变相的事情告诉人。
So, we hear it again, then what Jesus is telling the disciples, to no one the vision, until the Son of Man is raised from there. We can understand that when, before Jesus accomplished the salvation, before he was victorious over death, and before he has not openly demonstrated his authority on this earth, and we should not appeal the transfiguration to other people.
因为如果人心里没有圣灵，没有真正的蒙了耶稣基督的救赎，我们人就不会明白耶稣变相的真正意义。
When people has not received the Holy Spirit, and when they have not have faith in Jesus' salvation, then they cannot understand the true meaning of transfiguration.
今天我们得救的人，我们有圣灵在我们心中的人，我们来思想耶稣登山变相究竟启示了什么样的真理。
And for us, we are being saved, we have the Holy Spirit. Let's think about what is the truth God is trying to tell us through Jesus' transfiguration.
我们回到今天的十七章第二节经文。
Let's go back to this second verse.
在他们面前变了相，脸明，明亮如热头，衣裳洁白如光。
And he was transfigured before them.And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes become white as light.
我们如果记得旧约摩西出埃及记的时候，摩西上了西乃山，他在山上见了耶和华上帝的背影。他下山以后，以色列人因为摩西脸上的光都不敢看他，叫摩西把拍子遮在脸上。
If we remember in the Old Testament.Moses saw God on Mount Sinai. He saw the back of our God, Yahweh. And when he came down the mountain, the Israelites, they see Moses' face shine the light. They can. They dare not to see Moses. And they ask Moses to cover his face with a cloth.
因此我们就明白知道了，明亮如日头，洁白如光，这些都是圣洁的彰显。
So we know when we see this description shine like the sun and white as light, this meaning, this is the true meaning of holiness.
所以我们可以说主耶稣登山变相不是彰显他的权柄全能以及其他，主耶稣登山变相只是向这三位使徒彰显他作为人子的圣洁。
And so now we can understand when Jesus took his disciples to the mountain and transfigured, it's not a demonstration of his power, his authority, rather it is holiness.
我在这里说彰显主耶稣人子的圣洁。
His holiness and Son of Man.
我不是说彰显主耶稣神子，上帝儿子的那个圣洁，因为上帝儿子原本就是圣洁的。
I'm not saying this is demonstration of the holiness of Son of God. Son of God is holy to begin with.
当主耶稣将他人子的圣洁彰显出来以后，我们就清楚地知道他上十字架是为了救赎世人的罪，是为世人的罪付上赎价，因为他是圣洁的。
And when we see this demonstration of Jesus, his holiness as Son of Man, now we can understand when he is on the cross.
他的圣洁，
holy.
他的圣洁对他上十字架所成就的救恩是相当重要的一个真理。
And his holiness and what he accomplished on the cross is very important to us.
所以在路加福音平行经文，我所说的平行经文就是路加福音也记载了主耶稣的登山变相的经文里面是这么说，摩西以利亚两个人同耶稣说话，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成就的事。
And this is very important. So in Luke has a parallel verse in the next place. It's recorded in Luke 9 verse 30. And it's this. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem.
因此我们知道耶稣登山变相与他上十字架之间有着密切的关系，那就是圣洁的耶稣为世人的罪被钉在十字架上。
And so now we understand when Jesus climbed the mountain to transfigure, it has a very close relationship when he is getting onto the cross, he's nailed on the cross. That is, the Jesus who is holy, who died on the cross, is for our sins.
耶稣在登山变相之前对使徒说，有人没有尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
Jesus also said this, he told his disciples before the transfiguration, that there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
当耶稣降临在他的国里，他因着圣洁而发光的时候，告诉我们另外一条重要的信息。
So when Jesus is in His kingdom and because His holiness, He is shining on the light. That is giving us another very important message.
那就是在天国里的人都必须是圣洁的。
That is, in the kingdom, everybody has to be holy.
希伯来书十二章十四节说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
And in the book of Hebrews, the Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 is like that. Strive for peace with everyone.And for the holiness without which no one will see God.
圣洁是人进入天国的必要条件。
Holiness is a necessity condition for anyone to enter heaven.
但是我们也知道，不管我们自己怎么样努力去追求圣洁，在我们离世的日子，仍然没有一个人能够达到上帝所要求的圣洁。
Of course, we know, no matter how hard we try, in our life, we cannot reach the condition God has set for the holiness.
最后，我们仍旧要靠耶稣在十字架上所流出的宝血的遮盖，才能成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
We still depend on God's precious blood.Jesus' blood from the cross, and it's because His blood, then we become holy without blame.
这也是耶稣吩咐使徒在他复活之前不要将所看见的变相告诉人的一个原因，因为唯有我们借着耶稣基督的宝血才能成为圣洁。
This is also why Jesus.Telling his disciples not having his transfiguration to people because we, no matter how hard we try, we cannot become holy, and we become truly holy only through Jesus.
因此追求圣洁是基督徒要努力去做的功课。
And for us to become holy is our lifetime lesson.
虽然没有一个人能在这个功课中得满分。
Of course, nobody can have a perfect score for in this work, in this study.
不过，如果说我不想做这样的功课
，But if you don't want to do it,
你不想做这功课的人，你就不会是天国里的一个学生。
But then you are not a student for heaven.
你不是天国的学生，你永远拿不到进天国的那个毕业证。
If you are not a student of heaven, then you can never enter the heaven. You don't have the graduation certificate to enter the heaven.
虽然我们怎么追求也不能够成为圣洁，但是我们功课必须去做。
Although we know, no matter how hard we try, we cannot get the perfect score, we cannot become perfect holy, yet we have to try our best to become holy.
好，我们简单的讲，时间关系，我们简单讲第十一节到第十三节的内容。
Now let's briefly talk about the meaning of the verse 11 to verse 13.
因为使徒在登山变相中看到了以利亚，然而犹太教的文士教导他们说，在弥赛亚来之前，要以利亚要先来。
This is talking about Elijah. Why Elijah shows up here? Because according to Judaism in the past, the rabbis telling the Jewish people that before the Messiah, before Messiah comes, Elijah will come first.
所以他们在山上看到以利亚的时候，就想：哎呀，以利亚不先来了吗？他怎么没来
？And so here, you know, the Jewish disciple will think, "Oh, Elijah was here. Why Messiah is not here?"
如果以利亚没来，从某种程度上说，对弥赛亚的来就有一个疑惑。
And then, if Elijah is not here, then they were even more confused. They will not, they will doubt Jesus as the Messiah.
当然，这是因为犹太教的文士教导的那种教条错误产生的。
This is, of course, is the Jewish teaching, which is not entirely correct.
所以耶稣在十一节到十三节回答了彼得他们的问题。耶稣告诉他们，以利亚已经来了，人却不认识他，竟任意待他。门徒才知道，耶稣指的是施洗约翰。
Here in verse 11 to 13, Jesus specifically tried to address this question, and he told the disciples that.But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but give to him whatever they please. So now the disciples understand he is speaking to them of John the Baptist.
其实施洗约翰就是以利亚这件事，耶稣基督早就告诉他们，在马太福音十一章十三十四节就告诉他们。十一章十三十四节，因为众先知和律法说预言到约翰为止，你们若肯领受，这人就是应当来的以利亚。
In fact, Jesus already told the disciples that John the Baptist is Elijah. This is recorded in Matthew chapter 11, verse 13 and 14. It's like this.For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. And he
会产生这样的错误，是因为犹太教的文士依据马拉基书四章的五到六节说以利亚要先来，他完全按这个经文的字面意思来理解。
And in the Old Testament, Malachi, in chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, has told us that before Messiah, the prophet Elijah will be here. Yet the rabbis, they just try to tell people what is on the surface what from the letter on what's the meaning.
我们知道以利亚，这是他的名字。以利亚最重要的身份是什么
？Let's think about Elijah. What is the most identical ministry of Elijah?
以利亚是一位大先知，这是他重要的身份。
His greatest ministry identity is he's a great prophet.
所以说，当圣经说以利亚要先来，是指有一位大先知要先来。
When Bible telling us Elijah will come, he's telling us a great prophet will come.
施洗约翰就是那位已经来的大先知。
John the Baptist is that great prophet.
虽然他的名字不叫以利亚。
Although his name is not Elijah. In verse 13, it said, for all the prophets and all the laws, prophets until John, it indicates after John, there's no more prophet. Of course, this also indicates John the Baptist is a great prophet.
所以我们看圣经呢，要不但要看到字面，也要看到字面后面上帝真正的意思在哪里。
And when we read Bible, we cannot just stop on the surface. We have to get the true meaning of the Bible.
有关上帝对人的救赎，上帝启示的圣经已经很清楚地告诉我们。
And we know from the Bible, God revealed for us His salvation plan.
然而我们许多时候还是不明白。
And many times we're still not clear.
因为我们没有真正的把圣经后面上帝的心意、上帝的旨意、上帝真正说话的意思看起来。
Because we did not see God's will, God's meaning behind the Bible.
我们真的要祈求上帝将圣灵安置在我们心里，让我们借着圣灵的带领来明白上帝启示的真理。
And we will pray to God, please let the Holy Spirit be with us in our heart so we can understand God's word.
讲到现在，我们来回顾一下今天信息的主要部分。
Now let's go back to today's message, the most important part.
主耶稣登山变相，彰显的是他作为人子的圣洁。
Today we see Lord Jesus, His transfiguration demonstrated His holiness as Son of Man.
当一个完全圣洁的人，他才能够为世人赎罪。因此，他被钉在十字架上，他就成就了救赎。
Only a perfect, holy person, the Son of Man.When he nailed on the cross, he can accomplish the salvation for his people.
也因着他的复活，显明他是上帝的儿子。
And we know his resurrection, his raise from the dead, demonstrated he is the Son of God.
他为世人真正的成就了救恩。
And he had.Accomplish the salvation for the people.
而每一个得到这恩典的基督徒，必然会在恩典中追求圣洁。
And for every Christian who has this grace, who will pursue holiness in this grace.
因为圣洁的人才能见上帝的面。
Only a holy person can see the face of God.
虽然我们怎么样努力，最后还是需要耶稣基督宝血的遮盖。
Of course, No matter how hard we try, we cannot be perfect holy. We still need Jesus.
然而追求圣洁是每一个基督徒的本分。
And we need Jesus' blood. Yet, pursue holiness is every Christian's work, lifetime work.
也是一个人是否真正进入到恩典中的外在标志。
It's also the outward sign for any person who has entered the grace covenant.
这个标志就是圣灵赐给我们得救的记号。
And this outward sign is the sign what the Holy Spirit gave to us.
有这样记号的人可以肯定的说我们是上帝的儿女。
When we have this sign, we can confidently say we are the sons and daughters of God.
天国是我们最美的家乡。
Heaven is our country home.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, your precious word.
因着在你的话语中，我们看到圣洁是我们一生追求的功课。
Through your word, we understand to pursue holiness is our lifetime work.
我们也知道，当我们追求圣洁的时候，我们就是你的儿女。
When we reach holiness.We are your children.
我们是天国的子民。
We are the citizens of heaven nation.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
赐下这宝贵的话语。
Give us this precious word.
让我们有得救的确据。
And we have the assurance of salvation.
让我们有永生的盼望。
And we have the eternal hope.
求主继续带领我们。
Oh, Lord, please continue to lead us.
赐给我们能力智慧
Give us the power and wisdom.
让我们知道如何在耶稣基督里追求圣洁
So we know how to pursue holiness in Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.